Stanley Kramer made movies that got people's attention and at times made them angry. His wife, Karen Sharp Kramer, remembers the opening night in 1967 of the movie Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
There were lines around the block, 15 blocks long.
But you're two wonderful people who happen to fall in love.
The film explores interracial marriage, a risky subject in the 1960s.
Stanley and I both had a lot of hate mail. We were threatened in restaurants. We'd go to dinner and somebody would come up to the table and say, "You that Mr. Kramer that made that film Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? Well, you better watch your back, Kramer. We don't like it."
Jan Christopher Horak is director at UCLA's Film and Television Archive.
The time that film was made, in 60 to 80% of the states in this country, there were still laws on the books which made it made you a criminal if you married interracially.
Sidney Poitier starred in the film. He and actor Louis Gossett Jr. appeared at the Stanley Kramer Centennial event.
He was a remarkable person, and he was probably one of the most amazing filmmakers in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we never had moments for anything but teaching each other.
And knowing what you two feel.
Kramer explored race relations even before Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, often in secret, says Karen Sharp Kramer. She remembers how Kramer's film Home of the Brave was made.
And he hid this wonderful African-American actor, James Edwards, on the floorboard of his car, going to and from work every day.
Are we now to find the American industrialist guilty?
Kramer addressed other controversial issues, for example, the Holocaust, in the movie Judgment at Nuremberg, a fictionalized rendering of the Nuremberg War Crimes Tribunal that prosecuted top Nazi leaders for genocide against Europe's Jews during World War II. At a time when the country was not discussing the Holocaust, this film shocked audiences. Kramer also directed Inherit the Wind, taking on another controversy, the teaching of Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. The movie was based on the famous Scopes Monkey Trial, in which a schoolteacher in Kentucky was tried for teaching evolution and found guilty. Kramer's Inherit the Wind, starring Spencer Tracy, was nominated for 4 Academy Awards, but
he was criticized for focusing too much on messages. You know, that his messages were a little too obvious, and that he was making films for the message instead of, you know, making a great film and have the message somehow kind of slip in along the side.
Stanley Kramer retired in his 60s, but his films won 15 Oscars, and their subject matter had an impact on how Americans think and act on issues still relevant today. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.